Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hello.
I had an intro song picked out. I have no idea what happened to it. But, hey, guess what? That's what's going to happen on the very first episode of... That's exactly right. That's what happened on the very first live episode, man, of Bell Bottom Geek Speak. And I'm your host, Bell Bottom Princess. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to my first show. Now, I've done Blog Talk Radio shows before, so it's familiar territory, but it's been a very long time. So bear with me as I kind of get my groove back, like jumping on that bike. But, at, you know, jumping back on a bike may also land you... on your bottom. So, you're here because I guess you're a Star Wars fan, maybe, or maybe not, or maybe you used to be as of the day you saw Star Wars The Last Jedi. What I plan to do here on this show is talk about everything that I think my friends and family are sick of me talking about with them and kind of stretching myself out there in the atmosphere to let people know, hey, maybe we all connect on this level of being geeks and nerds. Maybe we don't, but I hope we do. I hope you join us for our shows. Anyhow, you know, Star Wars. Let's talk Star Wars. I have actually... my co-host tonight, who's going to be with us in just a moment, it's a family member. I've dragged them here to do this with me. But you know what? We have, this particular family member and I, we have such deep conversations about all things geek and all things nerd and Comic-Con and lots of different cons, if you will. Movies, you know, those types of things. So, you know, and I just would like to say, you know, my name is called is Bell Bottom Princess because when I was born, Bell Bottoms were in style. And my co-host, I'd love to introduce her. Her name is Duchess Y2K. I guess Y2K might explain it all. And let's get my co-host on.
Oh, hi, this is Duchess Y2K.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Duchess.
I know, I'm so excited about Star Wars.
Oh, you just jumped right in. Yeah, Star Wars. So, one piece of trivia about me, Bell Bottom Princess, I was taken to see Star Wars when I was 5 years old, opening night. I remember being in this extremely long line, and I remember looking at the movie theater and seeing these paintings of Chewbacca and Princess Leia and her donut hair and the cutest guy I'd ever seen, I guess, up until that point at 5 years old, Luke Skywalker. And, you know, you when you're in line, you're kind of looking at, or for me at that age, I was trying to do anything to keep me from being bored, so I was just studying these paintings on the glass of the movie theater. And I remember it like it was yesterday. So, you know, cut to The Last Jedi, and I'm really on the fence. I had an opportunity tonight to possibly see it, but I decided not to. And I don't know if I'm going to. Princess Y2K, now you've seen the movie. I'm sorry, Duchess Y2K? Duchess, did we lose her? Maybe we
nope.
did.
No, I'm still here.
Okay, good. So, Duchess, you got to see Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yeah. It was good. I mean...
Okay, and also, I don't mean to interrupt you, Duchess, but I really need to tell everybody that this show, and I'm going to also put in the episode info for all of my shows coming up, that this is going to contain... Every single episode is probably going to contain some sort of spoiler. And if you're one of those purists who want to go into a movie not knowing anything, not even, like, not watching even the trailer of a movie, you will not want to listen to this episode until after you've watched the movie. or, you know, the topic movie. And that way there won't be, you know, you won't have any sore feelings about anything. So that's just go ahead. I'm sorry. You go back and you tell me about what you thought about Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Well, I don't have much experience with Star Wars since I was born in the 2000s, and that's where I get my name from. That's just 2K, or Y2K, 2000. And I saw the first movie, the very first movie, Star Wars. I'm not sure what it's called. I forgot what it was called.
that's not uncommon. Because, you know, the first one wasn't the first one. It's very confusing. Lucas, George, that is, he had everybody going in circles, kind of, you know, he weaved his own web. So it's not uncommon for people to not know what the first Star Wars is called, meaning the first one that was originally released in 77 or the first one of the newer trilogy about Darth Vader. Prequels. Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, so my experience with Star Wars, you know, I watched the first movie with a family member, and I thought it was really good. But then, cut to now, The Force Awakens, I thought that bringing back the series was really good for, you know, Star Wars fans. But when The Last Jedi came out, I had this feeling of, like, emptiness. And I wasn't quite satisfied about Star Wars the way how I felt satisfied about the first movie. It was just kind of like this emptiness and, like, longing for more. But the movie just kept straying, The Last Jedi kept straying away from what it really was trying to do. But we never got to know what it was really trying to do because it tried to do all these things that were just not working for it. And I ended up, I ended up, you know, I'm guilty, you know. I don't really do this a lot, but I kind of snooze a little bit in the middle of it. So I'm guilty of falling asleep in the movie theaters.
Uh-oh. I have not heard of anyone falling asleep. Thank you for that confession, but here's the interesting part about this whole like Last Jedi backlash that I first was thinking this is just, you know, no big deal. Everyone, you know, hates a movie sometimes. Like I think people were really unhappy with Justice League.
Oh, really?
I loved Justice League. Yeah, people were I think, you know, there were lots of unhappy people, but there were lots of happy people. I was perfectly fine with the Justice League.
I felt the same way about it. I felt that it was pretty satisfying for my, you know, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, all this googly goodness about everyone.
Yeah, well, I've got, like, a Batman, Superman, like Sweet Tooth, and I have since I was a kid watching the cartoons on Saturday mornings. Everybody knows that in the 70s, you know, the Super Friends was an animated series on ABC, and it was, you know, just part of my regular Saturday morning fare. I mean, I watched it and I grew up with it, so I don't remember. I actually don't remember a lot about Marvel as I was growing up. I was always a DC fan because I watched the cartoons. But anyhow, and the reason why I brought up Justice League is because, you know, there were some people that didn't like that particular movie, just like they didn't like Batman versus Superman, which I loved. So, and then there are some people that didn't like Star Wars The Last Jedi. So, okay, I thought that, well, okay, people have their opinion. But, I mean, if you scour YouTube, you will see so many videos of just, you know, someone could be doing a makeup tutorial and all of a sudden in the middle of their playlist is this video about how they, you know, hated Star Wars The Last Jedi and why. Because for some reason, it's just touched so many people. It's rubbed them the wrong way. Let's put it that way. It's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
And for me, I'm just kind of, again, like I said, I'm on the fence about it, but I'm really leaning toward not going to see it. And I've watched the trailers. I've watched people, you know, make film reviews, do their reviews of it. So I've done the spoiler reviews too. So, and what I'm hearing about the movie is not exciting me. It's not getting me like jazzed up to go and see it. So much so, I'm so disappointed from all the stuff I'm hearing. I'm like, oh my God, it really can't be that bad. Is it really that bad, do you think?
Well, here's the thing about, is it that bad? For some people, it's really bad because they might not have enjoyed it or have been fulfilled by it the way they are fulfilled by all the other Star Wars movies in the past. And that might affect on a certain level because they were Star Wars fans. And personally for me, I'm a Star Wars fan to an extent. I've only experienced a couple of, you know, movies, and I don't have that much Star Wars background, but I do know that it was a really big thing back in the 70s. And
did you say back? Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Well, in the 70s. But to me, I thought that, was it that bad? Well, I mean, there are parts of it that would, you know, definitely have a label on it that says it really needs some work. And then there are parts of it where you can feel, like, the emotional connection between the characters. But there wasn't, it was like the X-Men, the first one. They didn't know where they were going with it. All they wanted to do was put out a movie that would get grasp some attention to, you know, the series. And I understand what they were trying to do. They were trying to recreate this magic of Star Wars, but in the end, all they did was bring the series down more. I mean, it had its time to shine, and it can still shine if somebody knows what they're doing with it. I don't remember who the director was of The Last Jedi, but I do know that they did not know what they were doing with it. They just put it out there like Ghostbusters, trying to fulfill the name, but really didn't,
oh boy,
you know.
You said the G word.
Really didn't fit into the shoes of it. You know, they didn't get the Star Wars effect. Star Wars really is
right.
All about. They kind of got this mushiness of characters falling in love, characters doing weird things,
right.
You know, mm-hmm. Lightsabers being blown everywhere, you know, the Force everywhere. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of, like, Star Wars guru stuff that has nothing to do with the main, you know, plot. But there really isn't a main plot because no one really knows what it's about. It's just kind of all this mixed together.
Well, we're going to be coming to a close shortly, but I just want to say I totally want to inform you guys that Y2K and I, Duchess Y2K, and I are both so heartbroken with Ghostbusters from 2016 that we have been subjecting ourselves to it, trying to analyze it over and over again. So you're going to hear a lot of references to Ghostbusters 2016 in our shows. Just want to warn you with that. But as far as Star Wars goes, in our last, you know, 45 seconds here, I just want to say, like, I feel really badly for the people that are involved. I mean, I kind of knew once George Lucas wasn't at the helm, and I didn't even like the prequels, to be honest with you. But I knew once the, you know, it's like I liken it to a teacher. You know, you have a professor or a teacher in your class, and then something, and the teacher leaves, and then the new teacher comes in, and it's a whole new bag. And it's like, you know what? I probably would have stuck it out with that old teacher if he had stayed around to keep guiding us in the direction we needed to go. And I feel like, and I'm sure many people agree, we just lost it when Lucas lost it. So thank you for Duchess Y2K for joining us, and thank you everyone out there for joining us. And this is the end of our show. I'm going to get some popcorn. Have a great time. Take care.
Bye.